went to Washington anti-government. He went to Washington preaching against government intervention. The group that supports this bill, the group that's pushing for this throughout all of the United States, is the Americans for Tax Reform. They're a group that is for deregulation, privatization, and lower taxes on all fronts. And yet, they want you to spend government resources to honor Ronald Reagan. Well, isn't it ironic? Shouldn't the corporations, perhaps, all honor Ronald Reagan? Couldn't one of your fellow members of the legislature, as I understand he has done, name their child after Ronald Reagan? Isn't that the way that you could honor Ronald Reagan without getting the government involved? But ironically, the Americans for Tax Reform wish to push forward this on every legislature and every county. You have the Washington National Airport is now named the Ronald Reagan National Airport. Ronald Reagan was anti-Washington, but he has the airport named after him. The largest federal office building in Washington, the new Ronald Reagan building, houses the, among others, the Agency for International Development. Again, an entity Ronald Reagan was against during his 8 years in Washington. I worked in Washington for part of those years. I worked for Congressman Lesa Coyne, who represented Portland and the northwest coast of Oregon. It was not a time of spirited bipartisan cooperation. It was a very difficult time. And to brush it over with this whitewash of, well, I learned that, you know, my first political memory was of Ronald Reagan. We were duped in my eyes. We can disagree, but should the state of Oregon be honoring Ronald Reagan in perpetuity? I don't think so. What the Americans for Tax Reform have on their website, a quote from Thomas Jefferson that says, "I am no friend of energetic government. It is always oppressive." But apparently they're a friend of energetic government when it comes to honoring Ronald Reagan. Why is that? It doesn't make sense. Finally, and I'm glad to see Senator Corcoran here as well, but finally I just say, you know, in this time of grave budget issues and the loss of critical social services, it's no time to be wasting resources on honoring Ronald Reagan. And so I would quote Nancy Reagan's idea of a comprehensive drug policy and say, just say no. And I welcome any questions. Thank you for your time.
Well, thank you very much for coming. I don't think you should be alarmed, especially now that we're all four here, missing six. I think one of the greatest things about our country is freedom of speech, and I'm glad that we went through this exercise today, now that we're pretty much done with our agenda, to do that. It almost reminded me of the Oliver North hearings for just a minute. Now we've got a few more people here, maybe it more closely resembles that. But I would just, you know, say one thing. I'm sure Lesa Coyne, who now lives down where I live, somebody who I've talked occasionally about some of these things, would agree, and that is that history has a very interesting way of recording people's contributions, and almost as if you wait 50 or 60 years, things really, people do have a different view. I just finished a book today on called The American Friend, which was about the only American president to live in Oregon, which was Hoover. And Hoover was just, you know, it was very interesting because it gave all of Hoover's explanations of, please get in front of the banking problem, from the end of World War I and all the way through the 20s, all of his red lights that people essentially looked the other way upon, and then the Depression hit. And I guess time will tell if he was right or not, but I just kind of caught up in all presidential history today.
Mr. Atkinson, I'd just say, you know, in this current time, it's very reminiscent of the times in Washington in the 1980s during the Reagan administration, of cutting social programs and budget deficits, rising budget deficits. They had the benefit at the federal level of not having to have a balanced budget. We don't have that benefit here in Oregon. And perhaps...
You do have 15 and 15 people generally working together in the Senate, which they didn't have in the 80s either.
Correct. And perhaps the 50 or 60 years down the road, I may soften my stance on Ronald Reagan and his 8 years of reign over the United States. But at this point, it just was, to me, a little bit alarming that this floated through the House of Representatives without much of an opposition, without much of anyone speaking up to say, let's look at the Reagan legacy and even look at the language of this resolution, and it just doesn't comport with what happened during those 8 years.
Any other questions?
Mr. Vice Chair, I just have to comment that as a person who has a fear of flying, and after elections landed at George Bush Airport in Texas, that history does treat folks differently, and I would say that this bill might have a chance if there was an amendment in it that restored Frank Roberts' award in the Senate that was ripped away in 1995. If we're in the spirit of true bipartisan compromise, we can have a bill if we make it truly bipartisan.
Mr. Chair, I don't think even then would I vote for it. I want to thank our witness here for coming and giving us the other side. In every historical evaluation or current evaluation of any president, has two sides, whether it's written 50, 60 years from now or written today. And as our good vice chair pointed out, the correct time to really assess any president is when the context of history is filled in. And it may be that in 50 or 60 years, Oregon makes that decision. I personally intend to turn over my personal grave if that happens, but I won't rule anything out at this point. I've grown old enough to learn that lesson, but I wanted to commend you for coming. It's not easy necessarily, even if when you disagree with someone, to come and rain on someone's parade like that on a measure like this, especially considering the former president's current health status. So I wanted to thank you for doing that for us.
Further. Thank you, Senator.
Thank you very much.
Thank
we
you.
Will close the public hearing.
Well, I think we have a quorum, so we could go and approve these measures for drafting and introduction. I don't think
you'd like to wait until Easter.
I don't think there's a problem with it. I think you can go ahead with it now. They have both approved of these already by allowing them to be on the.
So we need to open the work session.
Yeah, just open
on
work session. Why don't you open a work session, and I'll just read off what they are, and then...
How about this? Open a work session for possible consideration of legislative concepts.
So Mr. Chairman, I have a request for drafting. I have copies of it if you would like to see it. This has to do with the qualifications for a county surveyor. I'll distribute that. We have LC 2470, which has to do with the Oregon Government Standards and Practices Commission. Also,
who
that is? That is from the Money and Politics Research Action Project. Comes through Senator Brown's office.
Okay.
It has to do with the statements of economic interest and the Oregon Government Standards and Practices Commission.
Okay.
And there's a. And there is a. If you feel uncomfortable, we can sure hold it over.
So. I think I'm fine.
LC 2469 is from the same source. It's called the Money in Politics Research Action Project through Senator Brown. This one also has to do with the Government Standards and Practices Commission, but addresses lobbying statements and other lobbyist concerns.
As long as we don't require them to be truthful, Mr. Chair. Can't push it too.
The fourth one we have is LC 2544, which would be for a joint memorial urging the federal government to compensate western states for revenues lost because of federal land policies. This has five co-chief sponsors, Senators Brown, Clarno, Atkinson, and also Representatives Kafuri and Knope.
Well, given that three of the co-sponsors are on this committee, we should probably approve that one.
Let's hold that one.
Do we have a motion?
So moved on all these.
Sure. Do we have any discussion? To moving all these in block, this committee bills. Seeing none, so moved. That closes the work session. And this closes the committee. Thanks.
Thank you.
Really a fascinating book.
Well, you made the breakfast, though, Jason, is that you don't know, so history's going to
stay. There's a picture.